the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 5. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. It is easy for us to take the bait. There's no doubt about it. It is very easy for us to take the bait. When we turn on the radio, when we flip on that television and flip through those television channels, or when we go online, we can hear preachers and various authors telling us this, that if only we would turn our life over to God, life would be easy, things would be simple. Their claim makes it sound like becoming a Christian cures all of our troubles. They make the Christian life sound like a sure ticket to easy street. They say this to us: when you become a Christian, your life becomes magical and wonderful and stress-free, and oh, it becomes better and better and better. Becoming a Christian will turn your can'ts into cans. As a Christian, your life will be in a bed of roses. Now, it is easy to believe this for a while. However, sooner or later, things break down in life for us. In other words, the longer we are Christians, the more we realize that our lives are not a life of ease that we once thought or were promised. Beneath these preachers' fake delightful smiles, and underneath the pious-sounding cliches about comfort and extravagance and leisure, is a different reality that emerges, a reality that is much unlike the life of ease that was promised by the preacher man on television or from that book that was promoted on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And what is that reality, my friends? That reality is this: the very good that we want to do, the good that we talk about, well, we don't always do it. And that very evil that we don't want to do, well, my friends, we end up doing that as well. We find that our hearts betray us. And we secretly want to do evil when we know that we should be doing good. So instead of finding ourselves as Christians who are living a life that is a lap of luxury and comfort, well, it is quite the opposite. It is quite the reverse. We're living a life that is conflicted. You see, on the one hand, we rightly act and we talk about our affection for others, our exuberance about life. Thankfully, we develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates everything and all people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, and being able to direct our energies wisely. However, on the other hand, And at the same time, I remind you, at the very same time, on the other hand, oh, we try to get our own way all the time. We want what we want, and we want it right now, which results in dreams of loveless, cheap sex and stinking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzied and joyless grabs for happiness, a desire for trinket gods and magic show religion, paranoid loneliness, cutthroat competition, all-consuming yet never satisfied wants, a brutal temper, divided homes and divided lives, small-minded and lopsided pursuits of joy and happiness, and uncontrollable addictions, just to name a few. We find ourselves doing that which is good and that which is bad at the exact same time. And so, the life of the Christian is not one of ease, like so many preachers and popular so-called Christian books say it is. But rather, the life of the Christian is the exact opposite. It is a life in conflict, daily conflict. Now, dear friends, what the Apostle Paul describes in our epistle reading from this morning is that there is a conflict, a struggle between the flesh and the spirit at the same time. We can also call this conflict a conflict between the old Adam and the new man. In other words, the Christian life is not experienced as luxury or comfort or paradise, but a daily battle between your old Adam and your new man in conflict. You see, you have a dual identity. You are fully saved. Yes, you. You are fully saved and righteous and forgiven in Christ Jesus' sacrificial death for you. We call this the life of the new man. And at the same time, you are still the same old sinner that you have always been. And this is what we call the life of the old Adam. This means that the Christian life is a daily battle. It is a conflict between the old Adam and the new man, constantly at battle and at war with each other. Now, during World War II, there was a famous battle called the Battle of the Bulge. It lasted some 6 weeks, a remarkable battle. The Allies would push forward a couple miles, several miles, and they would hold their position for several days. Then in a new series of events, the Germans would then counter and attack and push back and reclaim any lost ground, and maybe even gain a little bit of land. This Battle of the Bulge, it went back and forth, back and forth. Now this Battle of the Bulge is actually an excellent picture. It is an excellent picture of the Christian life. The Christian experiences this war between the old Adam and the new man, and they are constantly at war, back and forth with constant tension between the two of them. But unlike the six-week battle of the Battle of the Bulge, this internal war of the Christian begins at baptism. Yes, it begins at baptism, and it actually continues the whole of the Christian life. This battle for the Christian, it only ends at death. Now, there are some Christians that do not appreciate or agree with the Christian life as a lifelong battle. They reject this idea of the Christian battle and would rather believe that the Christian life is all milk and honey. You and I may be tempted to go this way as well. For it is easy to get tired. It is. It is so easy to get so tired of the conflict within. And so there's a temptation to do one of two things. First, as we've heard in the introduction portion of today's sermon, we can downplay the sinful nature. We can downplay this old Adam. Either we don't want to talk about this sinful nature, or we pretend that it is not a big of a problem that it really is. If someone does talk about the old Adam, the sinful nature, well, we label them as too negative and too pessimistic. So the plan is quite simple, my friends. If we can downplay the sinful nature, we can then supposedly remove the old Adam from the equation and eliminate the battle within. So we say to ourselves and we say to others, the more you talk about negative things in your life, the more you call them in. We are going to speak victory and not defeat. I'm going to start believing today that things are going to change for the better. The best days are still out in front of me. I am okay. I am good. I am at peace with myself. No struggle with me. The second way to try and eliminate this civil war within is to make the enemy our friend. In other words, if the old Adam is our friend, then there will be no war within the Christian life, and then we can supposedly live at peace with ourselves. What happens is that we can take any sin that we're currently struggling with, and then we change it from the category of sin into the category of holiness. That is to say, that which is clearly evil as demonstrated by God's word, we take that which is considered evil and we then place it in the category of being our friend. Then the Christian supposedly no longer has this internal struggle. This ongoing tribulation will cease and the good life can be lived. Now, needless to say, we must beware of this. Not only are these two temptations completely unbiblical, but my friends, they are straight from the devil himself. You see, if we eliminate the sinful nature, if we eliminate and we kick out the old Adam and we do not talk about it, and if we eradicate and try to eradicate this war within, we have not accomplished anything except our own demise and fulfilled the plans of the devil. Dear friends, the devil, he wants to give you fake comfort. I repeat, the devil, he wants to give each and every one of us fake comfort. He never wants you to be shown your sin. The reason why, if you never see your sin, then you will find righteousness and comfort in yourself. If you never experience this war with your old Adam, you will never have a need for Jesus. On the other hand, Jesus, he wants you to be continually shown your sin. Yeah, Christ, he wants you to be continually shown your sin so that you might find righteousness not in yourself, but righteousness in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The reality is that this Christian life, my friends, will always have struggle. In secular wars, there are times for rest, such as when the winter comes about. But here in the Christian life, we actually battle daily. This ongoing battle, though, is not a reason for concern. It is not a reason of concern for you and for me. The reason being, understanding this war within is not only a mark of a Christian, but it is evidence. It is evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work within you. It is evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work within you. Indeed, Christians are not those who stop sinning and live a cushy life, but Christians are those who recognize their sin, begin to despise their sin, and seek the grace of Jesus Christ for forgiveness, strength, life, and salvation. So what does all this mean? It means this. As long as the war continues, you can be assured that the Holy Spirit is present and actively warring against your old Adam. The time to worry, my friends, is when the struggle against sin ceases, when you no longer care whether you are sinning or not. That is the time to worry. So today, you and I can confess together that we are indeed struggling Christians. We are struggling Christians who belong to Jesus. Confessing that you and I are struggling Christians, though, shall not bring us to despair, for the Lord does not forsake us in this battle. Oh no, we are not abandoned, but the Lord continually, he comes to us. The Lord continually comes to you in his word and his sacraments to daily slay your old Adam and forgive you all of your sins. Truly, you dear beloved baptized saints, you are daily and richly forgiven of all of your sins, as the old Adam is continually crucified, daily drowned in repentance, and then the new man emerges in faith. Furthermore, while you battle with the old Adam, you and I, we await the time when our old Adam will finally be put to death and buried. You will wait for the promise of the day when you will rise out of the grave with a new body that is complete and perfect with no sin. Yes, you and I, we wait for a new body that is holy and a new life in eternity where we will be completely freed from sin and death and evil. Dear baptized saints, do not forget and remember and know this morning that you are buried deeply. You are buried deeply in the wounds of Christ. There is no doubt about it that you and I, that we struggle in this life, but we do so in hope, knowing that despite the ongoing war with our sinful nature, this old Adam, that Christ's grace is sufficient for you and for me and is ours forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionguinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.